In 2022, we were alerted about the influx of stranded migrants that have been returned from Algeria into the Niger Republic. And as ECOWAS, those stranded migrants, we realized that most of them were ECOWAS citizens. Particularly, the highest number we had was from Guinea-Conakry, Mali, and Nigeria. So we went for a fact-finding mission to the transit camp where they were. We met with the migrants. We saw the difficult conditions that they were living in the transit center where they were being hosted. It was overcrowded, and it became very, very important that we do something about it immediately. Most of these migrants have been staying there for a protracted period of time, but the reason why they've been staying for a protracted period of time, it's because of the socio-political and security situation within the region, and that they didn't have travel documents. So this is the context that created the window for us as the ECOWAS Commission to intervene with our partner, the International Office for Migration, to address the problems that were being encountered both by the stranded migrants and the host nation, Niger.
What is the role of the International Organization for Migration in this project?
The International Organization for Migration is the lead in terms of all issues dealing with migration, but particularly in this case for voluntary return and safe return of migrants. This is part of their mandate. The transit camps that we visited in the Republic of Niger was being managed by their office. So when we recognized the need for urgent assistance, the ECOWAS Commission coordinated with, of course, the Nigerian government and with the Guinean authorities to support the return of, I think we had 250 stranded Guinean and Nigerian migrants that were hosted in the transit camps all around Niger, but, you know, managed by IOM.
I see you have allocated at least about $200,000 to empower the IOM. How would it alleviate the root causes of the migration from ECOWAS countries? Because my understanding is that these people who migrate from West Africa to Europe are doing so for economic reasons.
This intervention was a humanitarian intervention because they are stranded, they are in transit camp, they are overcrowded, they want to return back to their home countries. It was not safe to keep them in the transit camp because there's a maximum amount of people you can keep in the transit camp. We were worried that some of them were really young, unaccompanied children. And also, they included women. And we were worried that to have this type of number of people in the camp, we need to ensure their protection. So our intervention was primarily a humanitarian intervention because they told us that they want to go back because there's nothing. They don't have travel documents. They wanted to move to Europe through Algeria. Algeria has apprehended them and brought them back to Niger. And one of the things that they wanted to do was to go back, voluntary return, and to ensure their integration back into their communities. So we supported IOM, which has the mandate to do that, to make sure that they are transported back to their respective countries in dignity, in safety, and they are received by the government, and they are supported immediately so that they can resettle back into their communities.
Dr. Sintiki Ube, thank you very much.
Thank you. All the best.